Seattle Sounders kick off the season tomorrow. Seattle's pro soccer team, of course, has a devoted fan base. And for them, it's a day of great anticipation, also questions, doubts, perhaps fears. Do the Sounders have any chance of winning the Major League Soccer Cup this year? And how will the World Cup affect the Sounders' season? Steve Clare has some answers for us. He's the editor-in-chief of Soccerly and former editor of Prost America. Hi, Steve.
Hello, great to be here.
So before we kick off the preview, let's take a step back. In the world of Major League Soccer, where do the Sounders rank?
That's a really good question. And I think last season opened a few eyes about where they rank. Because they'd had such a great launch and they still have the best crowds in the league, and they overperformed in their first 3 years, certainly winning the Open Cup. But now in years four, they really performed as you'd expect a year four team to do. And in year five, they underperformed. And that culminated with two really, let's use the word, let's be honest, humiliations, losing in the Open Cup to a team from who were from the second division, and then being knocked out by the Portland Timbers in Major League Soccer, losing both legs. So I think this is the first year they're coming into it having underperformed. And no, I think their fans can hope for and expect a backlash.
How popular is this team kind of around the country? Because we that came up when we were talking about the Seahawks.
Around the country, Sounders fans have a reputation around the country, but they also have a very devoted fan base of people who don't live in Seattle. When they play away from home, there's always a good representation of Sounders fans, not all of whom have traveled. I would say definitely that they heightened interest in the game where it hadn't previously reached, especially the signing of Clint Dempsey, hated that. But I think it's fair to say that fans of Major League Soccer, no matter where they come from, all have an opinion on the Sounders.
I see. Well, I'm trying to get a better sense of that. Richard Sherman was a very controversial figure. Are there controversial figures for non-fans that kind of resonate or people despise around the league?
I actually don't think there's a figure people despise. Ziggy Schmidt is the head coach. It would be him, but he's achieved a lot in the game. He was manager of the U.S. Under-20s. He won the MLS with Columbus Crew. I still think he's more highly respected. I would say perhaps if there was a lightning rod figure, it's probably Joe Roth, the majority owner. Not every majority owner in Major League Soccer is as happy to be on the media as Joe Roth is. But I also think in his favor, he does act as a lightning rod for criticism from others. He does take a bullet for the team. But I wouldn't say that he's unpopular. The club doesn't really have a bet in the wire that the rest of the league can focus on.
So what are they, compared to baseball, are they like the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mariners?
It's very different because soccer has a salary cap, which means you can't go about buying the best talent from other teams. Uh-huh. So the comparison with the New York Yankees is unfair because Sounders cannot enrich themselves at the expense of others just because they have the money. As for other sports, to be honest, I haven't a clue. I won't waste your time.
All right, last season, as you mentioned, not the greatest note. Didn't win any of the last seven regular season games. What's the story then? What's the story this year?
Well, I think the big story over the offseason is they've got rid of 11 of the 27, I believe, players who were there at the end of last season. There's been the biggest personnel overhaul in the club's Major League Soccer history. The players they've brought in, there are a few global superstars. There's no Freddie Ljungbergs, there's no Clint Dempseys. What they've done is brought in some very highly qualified, and I use the word with praise, MLS journeymen, guys who performed well at this level. Jahlil Anibaba came in from Chicago, Chad Marshall, from Columbus. These are players that Ziggy Schmidt knows pretty well and who have performed well in this league. And the other thing, I think the most important signing may be they held on to Osvaldo Alonso and made him a designated player. He is still, for me, the most valuable player that Sounders have had in Major League Soccer, and I think they've recognized that. And it cost them some money out the cap to keep him on board, but well worth it.
The coach, Ziggy Schmidt, he's been coaching since 2008. What's on the line for him this season, do you think?
Well, he's been coaching since Seattle came into Major League Soccer 2009. Before that, he coached the Columbus Crew to the title in 2008. I think it is fair to say this is Ziggy's do-or-die year. Many fans wanted rid of him at the end of last year, but he's been given another year, and from the signings he has made, it looks like this is his team finally. And we don't know what goes on the inside, but it looks like players he has a personal connection with, and I think it would be fair to say this is Ziggy's last year, but if he goes down fighting, he'll go down doing it his way.
Hmm. World Cup kicks off mid-June. Is that going to affect the Sounders' season and the Sounders' chances this year?
Season, yes, because Major League Soccer will go on a break during the opening group stages of the World Cup. That is when every team plays the three games in their group. I think the broader picture is that the World Cup always brings more eyeballs on soccer, And I think it presents an opportunity. If I may do a little plug here, I wrote an article for Alaska Airlines in Flight magazine in which I spoke to Don Garber, the MLS commissioner, and he said that all Major League Soccer's key metrics go up in a World Cup year. So I think the league as a whole, and that means the Sounders, are very, very upbeat about what having the World Cup will do for the growth of the sport.
All right. Season kicks off tomorrow. Should we be scared?
You should never be scared of watching soccer. It can only enrich your lives. But if that was, no, is it going to be a horror show for the Sounders, given that they're playing the MLS Cup winner Sporting Kansas? I think it may not be all that Sounders fans would hope, because they do have new players and it takes time to acclimate, whereas Sporting Kansas have more or less the same team and the same coach as last year. So I wouldn't tip the Sounders to win, but that 40,000 crowd can inspire some new players to some incredible feats.
How are they going to do this season? And of course, we're going to be playing this back for you each time you're on. So go.
It's a good question, and I'm not going to duck it like I would normally if we weren't live. But I'm going to answer it in a long way, that so whatever happens, I sound like I was right. A lot depends on Major League Soccer, not who wins the regular season, but who wins the playoffs. So if you look to be the form team come October, November, and this current MLS team greatly resembles the Colorado team that did this in 2010, and in fact Sporting Kansas, it's a team built on journeyman and on cohesion. To me, they look like the sort of team that might have a mediocre regular season, but if they make the playoffs, it might just go all the way.
Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Steve Clare, editor-in-chief of Soccerly and former editor of Prost America. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.